Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Lamed Gimel. Nazir Lamed Gimel. And we are on Lamed Beis by the Mishnah. And we will start with the Mishnah in a couple of minutes. But obviously today's daf is not so many lines of Gemara, but we will try to fill in the time. So we keep the Kfiyas of Talmud Torah, just along those lines, just one source. Before we get to related issues, we will have, I think if you want to keep track, five topics that we'll talk about related to these couple of lines that we're up to. But first, the Gra. Just to start with the Gra on this type of daf, remember the Gra on the Shnos Eliyahu, the beginning of Maseches Peah. The Mishnah says that we say every morning, Elu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shiur. These are the items that don't have any minimum amount, or maximum amount, I should say. Hapeya Vabikurim, that's why this is the first Mishnah in Peah. Peah Bikurim Rayon, having to do with Aliyah Regel, for Gemilas Chasadim, the Talmud Torah. Chesed and Talmud Torah. So the Gra on that, the well-known comment of the Gra on the Shnos Eliyahu says, what does it mean, Ein Lo Shir? Talmud Torah, Ein Lo Shir. Nami Ein Lo Shir Lo Lamata V'lo Lamala. Dechsiv Bava Yisiv Ayom V'alayla. Dechsiv Ein Lo Shir Lamala. Ulamata Nami T'pamim V'teva Achas Poter. He goes through the Chiv of Talmud Torah. And then he says, V'nokaratana Hod De Ein Lo Talmud Torah Shir Lamata. There is no Shir for Talmud Torah. Lahoros. Shitzarecha Adam Ma'od Ma'od L'chabi V'satorah. This is very verbose for Gra language. We have to be very, the Torah has to be very beloved to us. Every single word that we learn of Talmud Torah is a separate mitzvah. Viharaya, sheyotze v'teva achas, mitzvah limad haTorah, shukshkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. The fact that you yotze with one line. Remember we had back in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim, you know, what the minimum shir is, you know, just saying Kriya Shema, Shachris V'Arvis, and then the 2 days of Maseches Menachas, whether it's a good thing to tell to an Am Haaretz or a bad thing to tell to an Am Haaretz, whether it's going to be inspiring or it's going to be a great excuse. But either way, there's any tiny amounts. It says the Gra, you see, any little bit is your Yotzei. V'aklal bazeh sheim avatlan Talmud Torah, afilu l'mitzvah im yichol olehe asos hayadei acherim. If you're learning and somebody else could do a mitzvah, then you shouldn't stop learning. V'haseichel mechayiv bazeh. And says the Gra's logical. Mipnei shekol teva v'teva mitzvah b'fnei atzma hu mitzvah gedola v'shkula k'neged kulam. And that's why it's k'neged kulam. So let me give you an example. Im kein, kishalomi l'mashal. It's very, very, very un-Gra-like to write this, but he's emphatic. L'mashal. Im daf echad, shalomi l'mashal daf echad, mekayim kama meos mitzvahs. We learn one daf every day. Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of learning daf yomi together, and we have thousands and millions of mitzvos that we get every day. Not one mitzvah. Oh, I go to the shir, one mitzvah. Every millisecond, every word on the page is another mitzvah, and every word we discuss is another mitzvah. V'yim kein. That's why it's you shouldn't stop learning if efshel asos le'acherim, because that's to stop for one mitzvah, and you're in the middle of millions of mitzvos. Im kein bevada yoser tov l'kayim mea mitzvos mi mitzvah achas. Rak shi efshar l'kayim adeyacher, if it's impossible to do by someone else, if my father asked me for a drink, so then I have to stop. Azai rashoy levatel v'lazeh shonu atana ho d'tamot Torah ein lashir l'mata l'horos kanal. Right, to reflect this idea. So when we have a daf like this one, where it's not even the Tosfos in, the Tosfos in printed on daf Lamed Gimel relate to the daf, and we just did already, as we referred to them. So we have to say, you know, we still have to fill in whatever time we can with Talmud Torah, with related issues, as every daf and shas has related issues that we could talk about. So that Gra can be mentioned really any day of daf yomi, but we mentioned it today. Good. So let's get back to though the last point from before the Mishnah on daf lamed beis ma beis. The last point, and that was we ended with really a question from the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha. That is, if you remember, the previous Mishnah had been discussing nizirim that came up to Eretz Yisrael, and amazingly, they did not know that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. They came up from Babylon, they come, and they find down, like, whoa, I can't believe this. And Nachum Amadi said to them, it's okay. And the Chachamim argued with Nachum Amadi, and said, no, it depends if you were Mekabel the Naziris before the Churban or after the Churban. And the Gemara went through. But what do you mean? Did they know the Churban was happening? Even if they knew, they didn't know exactly what day it was going to happen. Even if they knew the year that it was going to happen, 490 years after the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So even so, it would have been a, according to Rav Yosef, it would have been a good claim that there would have been Hatara based on it, but the Gemara ends up saying, no, that's not true. Because even if they would have known, so then they would have made the Neder, the Nazirus anyway, because they didn't know exactly what they. After Sharam Sfiyana Balacha, what's the issue that even if there wouldn't have been a Beis HaMikdash, oh, they might not have made the Nazirus. But we paskin, Megillah and elsewhere, makrivin karbanos afal pi she'ein hamikdash banui. We paskin that one is allowed to be makriv karbanos even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Why? The Rambam's discussion in Perek Vav of Hilchos Beis HaMechira, that Kedusha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, Velo Kitcha L'Azalava, Kitcha Shnia, is Kitcha L'Azalavo, says the Rambam, in the end of Perek Vav. Ubamen is Kasha, Bekedusha Rishona, Shekitcha Shlomo, Shu Kidesh, Azara, V'Yerushalayim L'Shaita, V'Kidesh Osan L'Azalavo. L'Fichach, says the Rambam, Perek Vav, Alacha Tezvav. We bring karbanos, even if there wouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash. We'll have to get out of some other problems, which Beis HaMikdash will talk about soon. But you bring karbanos anyway. And you can eat karbanos shlamim. You can eat karbanos. Kachim, that's a little trickier, because that has to be eaten inside the azara. But kachim kalim, which could be eaten... I'm sorry. The Rambam's chiddush, that was a discussion, but the Rambam holds even kachi kachim can be eaten in the azara, even if it's chareva, because you eat it in the spot where the azara is supposed to be, which is an even bigger chiddush than kachi kalim, which is eaten b'chol ha'ir. That's a little more flexible, but says the Rambam, you're allowed to eat karbanos, all of them. Shekdusha bishona kish l'shaita v'kish l'aselafa. And then the Rambam says, Vilama ani omer b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim shekedusha rishona kedushas on laselavo ube kedushas shar eretz yisrael in yishvias u'maisos v'chayos u'behen lo kitcha laselavo. Why by mikdash and Yerushalayim is it everlasting and not elsewhere? The kedusha rishona was not mikudash forever out the rest of eretz yisrael. Says the rabbi, because there's a difference between the kedushas mikdash and Yerushalayim versus the kedusha of the rest of eretz yisrael. Says the rabbi, l'mufisha kedushas hamikdash v'Yerushalayim. The Kedusha of the Mikdash, and this is the Rambam Lishitaso, that Yerushalayim is an expansion of Mikdash. Yerushalayim is not related to the rest of Eretz Yisrael. It's its own entity as an expansion of Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned in the past that there are a number of Mishnayos which talk about special halachos that apply in Mikdash, and the Rambam holds that applies in Yerushalayim. For example, blowing shofar on Shabbos. Blowing shofar on Shabbos, the Rambam in front of the Beis Din, the Rambam holds, that's all Yerushalayim. Right, the fourth parak in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam Shita against Rashi. The Rambam holds Yerushalayim is an expansion of Kedushas Mikdash. And that, and based on Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, that in the Torah, the phrase Lefnei Hashem appears three times. Three different contexts, I should say. One time, sometimes Lefnei Hashem means in the Azara, sometimes it means Hara, that's by Karbanos. Sometimes it means Harabayis. Bachatzos was for called Shofar Hari Lefnei Hashem. And sometimes it means Yerushalayim. Eating Maaser Sheni. And Kashe Kalim. How could the same Lefnei Hashem mean all three? The answer is because it all flows from the same root Kedusha. Kedushas Mikdash expands to Kedushas Yerushalayim. So says the Rambam, that's why that Kedusha is forever. Once Hashem rested his presence there in Mikdash Rishon, it's forever. It's eternal. Like the Kedusha of Hashem, that can't be Batel. So, V'Ari Omer, as the Pasuk says, V'Ashi Mosias Mikdashechem, V'Yamr Chachamim, Afal Pi, Sheshomim, B'Kedushas, Adem Omdin. The Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that was not based on Kedushas Shechina. That's a different type of Kedusha. That was based on Kibush. That was based on conquering. They conquered the Eretz Yisrael as they came in. They conquered the kings. And therefore, that gave it Kedusha once Bnei Yisrael were living there. But once that conquering was undone, so then that Kedusha is batel. That's unraveled. Not for Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Right? Not for Mikdash and Yerushalayim. That's forever. That's the Rambam's Lashon. V'lamayeni omer, b'mikdash v'Yerushalayim, shekedusha rishona, kedushas and lasen lavo. Rama puts Yerushalayim with Mikdash, not with the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the question of the Shor HaMetzion and Balacha here. Right? If Kedusha is eternal, Makrivin, Ava B'Sheina Mikdash Banui, so then what's the whole discussion in our Gemara of, you know, why don't you tell them if they would have known there would be no Beis HaMikdash? If there wouldn't be a Beis HaMikdash, still, you should say that they would be able to bring Karbanos possibly, and that wouldn't have changed their attitude. So the answer you have to say is that maybe there would have been some other problems. Theoretically, you could bring a Karban even without a Beis HaMikdash. But it's not so easy. Says the Shor HaMetzion of Halacha, we'll read his answer first because he's the one that brought it up. The Efshar, the Hamalchus Harisha, Ha'amid HaShomrim, Shalai Yikansu Shama. Maybe they wouldn't have let him in. Right? The Bais Rishon. Maybe the Bavel, or by the time the second Beis HaMikdash was built, Paras, right? The others, the Malchios wouldn't have let him in. V'yonira, Da'achaz Lina, and maybe this goes according to the Manda Amar, Kishu Shai Devalo, Kishu La Salavo. Okay. That's always an option. Another option could be, though, there are other issues that could come up with, you know, once the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. First of all, not everybody might have known that halacha. That also might have been a detail. No Beis HaMikdash, oh yeah, I can't bring my karbanos. How many people out there think that even without a Beis HaMikdash, we can bring our karbanos? There are many ways you could say. And there are other problems. You need Big Day Kahuna properly. We need other issues. A very important issue is you have to know exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to be. That's not always so clear. Says the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchas Beis HaBechira, going back now, says the Rambam, HaMizbeach Mikomo Mechuvan V'Yoser. The Mizbeach is in an exact spot. Vein Mishanin Oso Mimkomo La'olam. And you never change it. Shenemar v'zem esbeach lo lov Yisrael. U'bemikdash ne'akad Yitzchak Avinu. That's where Yitzchak Avinu was bound. Shenemar v'lech lecha al eretz ha-moriah. V'nomar b'divri ha-yamim v'yachol shlomo lov noses beis Hashem b'Yerushalayim b'har ha-moriah. So the Akedah was on har ha-moriah, and Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash on har ha-moriah. That's how you know that the Akedah was on the Makom HaMikdash. That's based on Psukim. You put together a pasuk in Vayera and a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. But then the Rambam continues, and we have a Misora that other events happened in there. U'misoras b'yad hakol. Interesting lashon. It's a Misora b'yad, everybody knows. Everybody knows. The Velt knows, says the Rambam. Shehamakom shebana bo David u'shlomo ha-mizbeach v'goren ha-ravna hu'amakom shebana bo Avraham ha-mizbeach. It's the place that Avraham built the mizbeach. V'yakan alav Yitzchak. V'u'amakom shebana bo Noach. Kishe Yatzem and Ateva. That's when Noach built, right? Machlokas in the Midrashim, whether the Mabel included Eretz Yisrael or not. But that, either way, that's where he built. Vilhu HaMizbeach Sheikra Lavalav Kayin VeHevel. Kayin VeHevel gave Karbanos there. Ubo Hikriv Adam Harishon Kishe Nivra Karban. When Adam was created, he's like, wow, I'm going to give a Karban. That's one of the Ramban's rayas, that Karbanos is not anti-Avodah Zarah. When Adam was born, he brings a Karban. There was no Avodah Zarah in the world. So, Umisham Nivra. And from that spot is where Adam was created from. Amru Chachamim Adam Mimakom Kaparaso Nivra. So, you have to know exactly that unique spot. You have to know where it is. There is an added point that Rav Soloveitchik pointed out in a totally different context. The next line of the Rambam. Where the Rambam says, even if you know exactly where it is, this wasn't a problem then, going up by Yesheni, but for us it would be a problem. Rav Soloveitchik says, the Rambam's next lines tell us that to build a Mizbeach you need a Misora. Even if you know all the facts and all the details, if you don't have a Misora, ish mi pi ish, and you don't have a Navi, so then you can't. V'gmidos ha-Mizbeach v'chuvanos harbe v'tzuraso yidua ish mi ish. Ushlosha Neviim Aluima Menagola. Three Neviim came up from them from Bayashedi. Echad Heir Lohem Amakam HaMizbeach. One told them exactly where the Mizbeach was supposed to be. One told them Al Midosav on the measurements. Vechad Heir Lohem. And the other, third one says, Makrivin Al Mizbeach Hazek, Kala Karbanos, Avavishin Shambayas. And the third one says, you're allowed to bring Karbanos. Right, which means like these Nazir might not have known that. What do you need a Navi to tell you where the Mizbeach was supposed to be? What if you knew exactly where it was supposed to be? What do you need a Navi for that for? Explained Rav Soloveitchik, because certain halachos aren't just based on factual knowledge, but it's based on misora. Right? We have this, for example, in the context of kosher birds. Right? The buy animals and by fish, the Torah gives simanim. By birds, we have some rabbinic simanim that we say, predatory, this, that, but really the Torah gives a list. Gives a list, so what if it's not on the list, then it should be kosher. But the Rashi in Chulin and elsewhere says that you might need a Mesorah for this. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, this is another example, you need a Mesorah for where the Navi, even if everybody left, all the non-Jews left Har HaBayis today, and we could go up and build a Mizbeach. According to Rav Soloveitchik, you can't go build a Mizbeach. Because you need a Mesorah for exactly where the Mizbeach is supposed to be. He brings this as a raya to his shita that he was anti-Tchelas, based on his great-grandfather, the Beis HaLevi. You need a Mesorah. Others argue and say, you need a Mesorah to fulfill a mitzvah daraisa that you're fulfilling anyway. So they argue, either way, this is a discussion of what else might have been the problem to answer the Sharm Balacha's question on our Gemara. Once we have it open, though, this was all about Kedushas Yerushalayim, and Kedushas Mikdash. You have to read the second half of the Rambam. Right? Once you have this, same halacha. What about the rest of Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam says, the Rambam was made a contrast. Kedushas Yerushalayim is forever. Kedushas, the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that was batel. Because that was based on kibush, based on conquering, and once we were conquered, we got thrown out, we went into Golas, so it was lost. But then the Rambam adds, but kibush shnia is eternal. Kibush shnia, the second time we went into Eretz Yisrael. So then, built by Isheni, that was eternal, which is very ironic. That's eternal. That was like a half, only a quarter of Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael went up. That was so weak. We would have thought if the first one, that was a strong one, that was with Yeshua. Right, the second one, why is that one the one that was eternal? So the Rambam explains. The question is, what does he mean? The Rambam says, what's the difference? V'kivan sha'ala Ezra v'kidsha, once Ezra went up, lo kidsha v'kibush. Ela bechazaka she'echzikuba. They didn't do it with kibush conquering, but they did it with chazaka, with settlement. It wasn't a war, right? We were allowed to go and build by Yesheni, right? The Persians let us. So that remains. Because it wasn't through battle. If we won a battle, then if we were defeated, then it would be undone. But if we did it through settlement, through chazaka, so that lasts forever. And the shaila is, why? Why should Chazaka last forever? So if we were unsettled, we went into Golas after 490 years, 420 and 70, that it should be undone again. So what's the difference? By the way, parenthetically, we've pointed out in our Navi Shirim, which Beis Hashem will start again after Yontif. We're at the Shavuot Beis, those who want to join. The first three Sfarim are on the OU, and the Beis Hashem after Yontif, we're going to start again with the Shavuot Beis. But we pointed out that the Givonim, when the Givonim and Sefer Yeshua came to Yeshua and said, we need help, they say, we need an Ozer and we need a Moshiach. Right, we say it every day. It's Shmoneh Esrei, Melech Ozer u'Moshiach. What's the difference between an Ozer and a Moshiach? A Moshiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does everything. While an Ozer, give me some help, but I'm also going to be involved. Who were the two leaders of Am Yisrael when they went into the Eretz Yisrael? First was Yehoshua, and the second was Ezra. Fascinating. The two types of help that we asked of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehoshua, that was through Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really did that. Right, Shemesh Begivon Dome. Ezra, we went ourselves, without Nisim, without the fanfare. So fascinating, the Malbim points out on that pasuk the difference between an Ozer and a Moshiach, and the Achronim add on, those are the two names of the leaders going into, once you hear it, you're like, oh, it's obvious, but it's Yeshua and it is Ezra. So the question is, what is the difference between the first and the second Mikdash? Why the first one, Kibush, that's undone and Chazak is not? The Kesef Mishnah throws up his hands. He says, I have no idea why. The Rambam makes this distinction, but has explained it. Eini yodeya ma koach chazaka gadol mikoach kibush. What's the difference? V'lamalo nomar bechazaka gamkein. Why don't you also say by settlement? Misha nilkecha haaretz miyadenu batla chazaka. Once we were not settled there anymore, it's finished. V'su, and also, barishona shenizkacha b'kibush v'chilo hayasham chazaka. After we won the war, we settled there too. Atu, miyadifa chazaka below kibush mechazaka im kibush? V'tzarech li iyun. So the Kesef Mishnah does not answer that question, and that's left to the Achronim. What does the Rambam mean? What's the difference between Kibush and Chazaka? Various different answers given. The Tosas Yantif suggests an idios with this Mishnah, the Machriven Alpha Pishein HaMikdash Banui, the Mikos of Yantif says maybe the difference is whether we had Rishus to do it. If we have Rishus to do it, it's more, then once we do it, it stays. First Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have Rishus. The other nations wanted to fight us. Second Mikdash, we went up and we had Rishus. We had Rishus, like the Meshach Chachmah's comment in a letter after the Balfour Declaration. He says, Sar Pachad HaShvuas, the whole Gemara that the Satmar Rebbe uses at the end of Ksubis about the Shalosh Shvuas, even if you want to say it's halachic, says the Meshach Chachmah in a letter, Sar Pachad HaShvuas. Once we were given Rishus, there's no issue. And there's no problem to go up. And that's what based on the roots of Aaron and the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif in Masechas Idios and Paraches discusses that once we had Rishus, so then that type of settlement is something that is eternal. That's the Tosfos Yontif. But there are other suggestions given. The Rev Soloveitchik writes in Al Hatshuva, very much studied at this time of year. Soloveitchik writes in Al Hatshuva, the question is, was the Kedusha from without to within, or from within to without? What the Rambam means by kibush versus chazaka, what was the root of the conquering going in? The Aron went first. The Aron went, and boom, 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 the Aron went first. The Aron went into Eretz Yisrael first. They brought the Aron to Yerushalayim. That was the root. It was from out to in. Masha'enke, in the second Mikdash, it started from within. Right, the Aron was already buried under Kodesh Kodashim. From within, and then it radiated out from there. Once the Aron is in its spot, the Kibush Ezra, they first built the Beis HaMikdash, they built the Yerushalayim. That was the source of the Kedusha, and then the rest of Eretz Yisrael was settled. Unlike in the first time, everything else was settled, they didn't even have a Beis HaMikdash yet. Right, so that's the difference. Whether Kibush, it means that the Aron wasn't in its spot that it was supposed to be, like it wasn't by Yishani, and that was the difference. So that's the second idea. You have the Rambam, you're not sure what he means. So the Tosfos Yontif, Rav Soloveitchik, and there's one more, and then we'll get to the next issue, and that is the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma has a totally, exactly opposite idea. You know why? What are we explaining? That there was something adif about Bayish, the Kibush, by Bayish Rish, by Yishani, and that is why it lasted. Says the Meshech Chachma just the opposite. The Meshech Chachma says the first one, the kibush, was a greater kibush, but the holier they are, the harder they fall. The more delicate, the more strong something is, like if you have a very large balloon and you pop it, it makes a louder sound than a very small balloon, then you pop it. The more beautiful, the more delicate it is, then the more it falls down. And he quotes, this is Meshech Chachma in Beshalach, he quotes the Gemara in Bechoros. Think on Daf Mem Zayin or so, where the Gemara there says, if you have a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, that's Nivala L'Pasola, let's say she lives with a guy, so then she is considered a Yisraelis. She cannot eat Shruma anymore. If you have a Leviya, that's Nivala L'Pasola, if you have a Leviya that was Nivala to a guy, she could still eat Meiser Rishon. Shaila's why? A Kohenes that gets Nivala L'Pasola, she becomes a Yisraelis, at least let her be a Leviya. And a Leviya, a Bas Levi, that was Nivala L'Pasola, she can still have Maaser Rishon. Says the Gemara, explains the Meshech Chachma, that's the point. The greater they are, the harder they fall. And they would lose their Kedusha totally, and that is why, says the Meshech Chachma, it is different. He says this on Pasuk, the Pasuk of Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Kohenes, Kizara. Venimsa, then he relates this to our Rabbam. Unbelievable! The Aron, the Shechina. V'lachein ki chatu Yisrael paka kedushasam legamrei. V'avi ki'ilu lo nechbishu. Ava bayisheni, shlo haya kibush alayde Aron. It was a much more low-key. Shalohaya Aron, Uba Beis HaMikdash Shalohaya Shechina, like the five things the Gemara says at the end of the first paragraph of Yuma, we're missing during Bayisheni. Imkein lohavi kedusha bro mamala ad kitifka meashimamon vachorban. V'lachein adayin him v'kedushas al kayamin v'havei kelevia shenivala bilaznus. Telo nifka kedushas levia. Unbelievable, says the Meshech Chachma, the greater they are, the harder they fall. This was all relating to the sugya at the end of the daf. Let's now do the next mishnah. There's more here about the parak in general, but let us do the mishnah. Says the mishnah, Lamed Beis Mabeis, Hayim Ahalchin Baderech. So that was probably the longest time that we ever did before we read anything on the daf, but we'll probably get to Amud Beis quicker than any other day. Well, it depends where we stop. Hayim ha'alchid baderech, ve'echad ba'kinegdan. And we even have this case already. Six people on a bench, and they see somebody walking towards them. Omar echad me'an, harini nozer shezeh ploni. And they can't see who they are. So person number one says, I'm a nazir, that's Reuven. I am so sure that that's Reuven. I'm a nazir, that's Reuven. The echad omer harini nozer shezeh ploni. I am so sure that you're wrong. I'm sure that it's not Reuven. So I'm a nazir. That it's not Reuven. Harini nazir she'echad mikem nazir. And then person number three says, I am a nazir, that one of you is a nazir. He's so sure that one of them is a nazir. And then number four says, she'ein echad mikem nazir, which is the same thing. I'm a nazir, that one of you is not a nazir. Meaning one of you is a nazir. Number five, she'shneichem nazirim. I'm a nazir, that both of you are nazirim. How could that be? We'll see. That's going to be shitas beishamai. This is going to be shitas beishamai. V'shakochem nazirim. I'm sorry, Sheikh al-Nazirim is that two of you are Nazirim, number one and two. Shekuch al-Nazirim, that all of you are Nazirim. So what's the halacha? Why would that be? We'll see. Beishamai omim kula Nazirim. Beishamai says they are all Nazirim. Why? Remember, what parak is this? This is parak Beishamai, about mistakes and hektish toas and Naziris betoas. Beishamai says that mistama, all these people really accepted to be a Nazir. And what they said afterwards was not really a Tanai. We should not understand that as a condition. They're just so sure, but they accept it totally. And that's how we have to understand this, even if they're so mistaken in their impressions. And that's why Beishamai says, Kula Nazirin. That's his raya. Veisilalomim, no. Eino Nazir el Misha alone is Kai Mudvarav. No, only the person whose words were not fulfilled is a Nazir. We'll see in the Gemara, it should be just the opposite. Whose words were fulfilled should be a Nazir. So we'll see the Gemara is going to have 2 days. Verbi Tarfin Omer. Ein echad mihem nazir. Rabbi Tarfon says none of them are nazirim. Why? The Gemara will explain, but Tosfos quotes it here. Look at Tosfos on the third to last medium line for Rabbi Tarfon Omer right here. Ein echad mihem nazir. Delo nitna nazirus elo lahafla. This is Rabbi Tarfon's raya. Nazirus is only given lahafla, meaning clear expression. And it has to be clear whether you're a nazir at the time of your expression. Degabi nazir ksiv, ish kiafli, shitzarek lahafli. You have to verbally express clearly. V'lakach kabbalas naziris afil la'echan min ashnayim, shenimsa kidvarav, ein barulo b'shas nizro. It's not clear at the moment of his nadir, she nazir achi yavo etzlam. Until he comes, so then it's not clear. Rabbi Tarfon Shita, it has to be clear at that moment. That is Rabbi Tarfon Shita. Good. Back to the Gemara. Here, Tialach Orav. What happens if the guy who they're looking at, who they're waiting with bated breath to come, he turns around and walks away. And they have no idea who he was. Eino Nazir. So, the Tanakhama here says, he is not a Nazir. The Gemara will say this is like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says a person only accepts to be Vadai Nazir, not Suffig Nazir. And if they're, the only thing that's going to become of my Nazirus is a Suffig Nazirus, I'm not interested. And that's why he's Vadai, not a Nazir, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have to be careful, and therefore do as follows. Yomar, Imhaya Kid Devarai, if I was right, Hareini Nazir Chova, then I'm a obligatory Nazir. V'yimlav, Hareini Nazir Nedava, and if not, I am a Nazir Nedava, I am a voluntary Nazir. Good. Says the Gemara, Mishlon is Kaimu Dvarav. What was the Lashon of Beis Hillel? Whoever's words were not fulfilled, they're a Nazir. I'm a heavy Nazir. It should be just the opposite. The words who were fulfilled. 2 days. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ema, Mishas Kai Mudvarav. Okay, switch it. Switch the words. You're right, it means the he whose words were fulfilled. Number two, Abaya Omer, Kegon de Amar. No, we have to add in something that he said. Kegon de Amar, Inami, Lav Ploni Hu. If it's not Ploni, even if it's not Ploni, Ihavi Nazir, I'll be a Nazir. Meaning, he changed his mind after he said what he said. He made the sign that he says, you know what, I'm a Nazir anyway. Umay lo niskai mudvarav, and what is that lashon in the Mishnah mean? Lo niskai mudvarav harishonim, el dvarav achronim. It means that he accepted it willingly afterwards. So the one who said that, that's the one that we'll have to listen to it. That's what it means. His dvarav warit mekuya. Let's just finish what we're going to do for today's Gemara, and then we'll talk more about different issues. Hirtiel achar v'ino nazir v'chulu. If the person just turns around, so then, machlokes, whether he is for sure not a nazir, that was the Tana Kama, and Rabbi Shimon says you have to make the Tanai. So, the Gemara says, taima mishim dirtiel achorav. This, the only reason that he is not a nazir is because he turned around. Ha'asi l'kaman havi nazir. But if he would have come in front of us, and we would know who he is, he would be a nazir. Mani, who is that going according to? Ilema Rebbe Tarfon. If it's Rebbe Tarfon, miavi nazir. Would that be a, that can't be, meaning Rebbe Tarfon earlier in the Mishnah. So now we're talking about the second half of the Mishnah. That can't be Rebbe Tarfon. Why? Kiva de Bishaita de Kanazar lo yada. Iplonihu vi'ilo michala ale nazirus. Would there be any nazirus according to Rebbe Tarfon? Vatanya. Rebbe Hudo, mer mishum Rebbe Tarfon, ain echad mehem nazir. Nobody's gonna be a nazir. Lefishlo nina nazirus, al hafla. Right, Naziris is only given, as we explained to Tosfos, if it's clear at the time that you accept. So the Gemara is going to have to figure out exactly who is it going according to, and it's going to quote a deus that we had before. So, but we're going to stop there by the Ella, that it will pick up with Be'ez Hashem next time. But it's going to ask about, there's going to be Rabbi Yehuda decree, as we had earlier in the Masechta. But there are a couple of other issues that we could talk about that relate to our sugya. First of all, this Gemara, this whole perek is about issues of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, about hektish betos, about our case of sitting on a bench, many machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erevin why it is that we paskin like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai, right, generally. The only time you ever have such a case like this, why do we usually paskin like Abaye and Rava, right? How about like Rava except by Yal Kagan? And why do we paskin like Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yehuda? There are rules. We have a Misora that goes back. Why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? Because a Bas Kol told us to paskin like Beis Hillel. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara that Yud Gimel Amud Beis in Erevin. Amr Rabbi Abba Amr Shmuel. Shalosh Shanim Nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Halalu Omer Malacha Kamoseinu. For years, they argued. Beis Shammai says, Allah is like us. V'alala omrim alachu mosenu. Yotis abaskol v'yamra. Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim heim. You both have halachic validity. You both should be studied as Talmud Torah. Elu ve'elu divrei elokim chayim. Maybe if we have time we'll talk about that. V'halacha kebeis hillel. But the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Meaning, you have to have one normative practice of what people are going to do. Right? You can't just have everybody do whatever they want. Right, which is also, why did you have a baskel about this machlokas, not about every other machlokas? Here's the most dangerous, because it's a whole group of people that are doing something else. If so, you say, okay, you don't need a baskel to go, okay, like this individual. But that's what the Mesillas Yesharim writes. It was so dangerous to have a whole group of followers follow a different psak. And that's why there had to be a baskol. And that's why the Mesillas Yesharim explains, the Gemara says that Beis Shammai is a more rejected opinion than other opinions. The Gemara sometimes says, like in Brachas, Beis Shammai b'makom Beis Hillel ain't a Mishnah. It's not even considered an opinion that you can rely on b'di'eved. Shas Atzchak. Unless you're a Talmud of Beis Shammai. Why? Because it was a rejected opinion. It wasn't just an unaccepted opinion. That's what the baskol told us. Study it. But don't paskin like it at all. The Gemara though continues then and says, "V'chimei acher she'elu ve'elu deri lokim chayim mipnei ma zachu beisel lekvok halacha kamosan." If they both have halachic validity, so why do we paskin like Beis Hillel? Mipnei shenochin va'aluvin hayu. They were nice. They hold themselves meekly and they're nochin. They let things slide. V'shonin divrayim v'divrei Beis Shammai. And they not only study their own words, they study Beis Shammai's words. They're not only that, but they're makdim. They study Beis Shammai's words before theirs. What is this? It's just like, they're nice people, so we'll passing like them? No. So explain to the Mefarshim that it means that they studied the other opinion and still said their own opinion. That shows conviction. That shows they're really convinced. That's the emphasis of the Gemara. Not Stam, they have good Mido, so we'll paskin like them. No, but they not only studied their own opinion, they studied Bishami's opinion, and they still said what they felt, and therefore that's why we would paskin like them. Tosfos asks a very strong question. Not Tosfos here in Erevin, it's not here. Tosfos in Bamitzia. This Gemara tells us we should follow the Baskol. And that's why we paskin like Beis Hillel. asked Tosvos, so why don't we follow the Baskol by Tanur Shalach Noi? Why don't we follow the Baskol by Metzia Daf Nun Tes, where there's a machloket between Rabbi Eliezer, interestingly, a Talmud of Beis Shammai, and that's Rabbi Elazar. What's the question, Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Elazar? But either way, even without that detail, one of the Tanoim was arguing about a certain detail of Tumah V'Tahara, about a certain barrel, and he felt that it was Tahar, and everybody else said that it was Tameh, and he said, if I'm right, I'll prove it to you that I'm right. And what did he do? He did all these miracles, as we know. He made the tree get uprooted, im halacha kamosi charev zeh yochiach, and the charev jump places. And then the water started flowing upstream, and then the walls of the Beis Medrash started falling down. Im halacha kamosi, kosli Beis HaMedrash yochichu. They'll prove that I'm right. Hitu kosli Beis HaMedrash lipol. One of the most illustrative gemaras in all of Shas. The walls of the Beis Medrash start falling in. Rabbi Yeshua screams at them, so they stop. And they're held there, leaning. They don't go back up for the covet of Rabbi Eliezer. They don't go back down for the covet of Rabbi Yehoshua. And what happens? Then he says, if I'm right, a basko will show that I'm right. And Imalakamosi minashamayim yochichu. Yatzis a basko v'yamra, malachem eitzor belazer, shalachamosu b'chol makom. Rabbi Yeshua stands up on his feet and says, lo b'ashamayim hi. Those famous words. My lo b'ashamayim hi, amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, kfar nitzin the Torah me'ar Sinai, einon ha-mashkichim b'basko. We don't listen to Baskols. Achare Rabim Lahatos. That's the Gemara. Ask Tosus. We don't possibly like Baskols. What about Erev and Yud Gimel? Why is Bamitzia Nuntes any different than Erev and Yud Gimel? Why do we possibly like a Baskol? Tosus has two answers. First answer is, that wasn't a real Baskol. That was just kind of a Baskol, the covenant of Elazar. That was a real Baskol that went out. He forced God's hand, so to speak. He said, I'll prove to you. So Hashem didn't want to have him embarrassed. For covenant of Eliezer. This isn't the only covenant of Rabbi Eliezer, Baskol, and Shas. Tainus Chafei. Remember the Gemara there? Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua are davening. It's not raining. It's not raining. It's not raining. And Rabbi Eliezer goes and davens the whole Tainus Shmon Esrei. Nothing. Rabbi Akiva goes up, the source for Avinu Malkeinu. Rabbi Akiva says, Avinu Malkeinu, please, we need rain. Starts pouring. And the whole nation starts being Meranin after Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe he's not so great. Maybe he's not as great as much of a tzaddik. What does the Gemara there say? Yotas a basko. A basko goes out for the covenant of Rabbi Eliezer. It says, Lo mishum shizeh godom izeh, el mibnei shizeh mavra midosav, vizeh inu mavra midosav. Right? Whatever that Gemara means. But you see, baskos get, Rabbi Eliezer gets baskos. So ask Tosfos. Answer number one, it wasn't a real basko. That was just the covenant of Rabbi Eliezer. Number one. Number two, says Tosfos, though, a baskol going against the rove, you don't paskin like. That's this Gemara Bamitzia. It's a baskol against the rove. The rove say, a halacha, and Rabbi Elazar is in the minority. Beis Hillel was the majority. A baskol along with a rove, so that baskol you would follow. Shani acha, shabal lachok al divrei Torah, dechziv acher am lahatos. Aval hasam adarabah, Beis Hillel ruba. Ilav dahavi mesafka lani yazlina basa ruba. Mishun de Beis Shammai havi charifi tuva. Beis Shammai were sharper. That's why we weren't sure. Do you go by majority, or do you go by the minority sharper ones? And the baskol lead down the law, go by the majority. That's number two. There is a third answer, not in Tosfos. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, printed in Brachos Yutes. Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says a third idea, similar to the first answer, that it wasn't a real baskol, but he says it was there to test Am Yisrael. Just like there's a concept of Navi Sheker, which the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim is there to test us, to see if we're going to follow the Torah. If he tells us to do Avodah Zarah, we're not allowed to listen. So too, this was to test, to see if the Chachamim would hold to their convictions and follow the Halacha. You have to follow the majority. Fascinating discussions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, based on also Elu ve'Elu. Maybe two more points, and then we'll be able to move on. And that is, number one, a topic that's very related to our issue, just to mention the topic quickly, and then I want to get back to Elu ve'Elu, and that is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Beis Shammai, basically holds, as we're talking about Beis Shammai, that they meant this no matter what, whether the guy is Reuven, the guy is not Reuven, I'm going to be a Nazir. While Beis Hillel says, no. The Rishonim a little bit touch on it, this relates to the sugya a little bit of Asmachta. Committing to something now, based on something that's going to happen in the future that I don't know, and I don't know what's going to be. What's going to be in the future? This isn't exactly Asmachta, because it's clear, I just don't know it. It's clear, the Metzius is clear right now. I just don't know what that Metzius is. real cases of asmachta are cases where I commit today based on an event that didn't happen yet. Right? The Masachi Bekuvia case. We're gonna play with dice, and I don't know who's gonna win the game. Right? That's based on a future event. That's not exactly what's happening here. Here it is clear, I just don't know it. So that's why the Gemara doesn't bring in the sugyas of asmachta. Right? We have to know exactly what's asmachta, what's not asmachta. Right? The Rishonim talk about what about a lottery ticket? A lottery ticket. You buy a lottery ticket? Okay, fine. It might be baltashchus. But is it asmachta? Is it gambling? So the poskim say no. Why not? Because that's not based on a future event. A commitment based on a future event that may or may not go my way. What happens? I buy a lottery ticket today. I give in the money. I get it. Now it's mine. The transaction's finished. I hope that my ticket will appreciate over the next couple of days in a big way. But it's like a stock, right? You could buy a stock. It's just like you buy a house. You hope that the market goes up. The transaction is done. Asmachta means it's a transaction, a commitment that's based to have something in the future based on a future event. So that's very different than our case, where he's committing now based on something that I just don't know what the reality is right now. So that really gets into other issues, like Breira. Breira is more similar, maybe, to this case. The three sugyas we always like to say go together, Asmachta, Breira, and Tanai. All of those are somewhat different, but they overlap based on things that I'm committing to today, and I make a Tanai, or it's not Mavurar. Right? Those are all issues to think about. Okay, one final discussion. What have we discussed so far? Churban Abayis, we spoke about the Kishla Shaita and Kishla Asilavo, the Chilukim between Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. We spoke about the Baskols of Beishamai and Beisilel. We spoke a little bit about Asmachta. And then just one final point, and that is regarding Elu ve'Elu. Right? The Elu ve'Elu is that Gemara in Erevin, Yud Gimel, which discusses Beishamai and Beisilel. That's the source for Elu ve'Elu. This is one of the places in Shas where Elu ve'Elu comes up. But not for now. What exactly does that mean? I already formulated it as, it has a halachic value, but just not normative practice. So what exactly does that mean? So there is an extreme formulation of the chida. We generally don't assume this way. The chida in the Pesach Einayim, which are his farm on Shas, in Erevin there, says, it does not mean, what do we usually tell our third grader when they come home and they learn Mishnayos for the first time? Third or fourth grade. We learn about Bishamai Rizal, who's right? They're both right. That's the answer we give. We never give that answer to them in math or in science. They're both right. But we do in Torah. Why? Because of Elu ve'Elu. So what exactly does that mean? So the minority radical shita is that of the Chida. It's even based on a Drashas Haran. But the Chida writes, to mashakas of Elu ve'Elu, divrei Elokim chayim, ein pirusho, to shneihem emes. They're not both true. We shouldn't tell our kids, according to the Chida, they're both right. Ella lihios de ein ha'ar nikar ella mitocha choshech. The light, you only appreciate light if there's darkness behind it. Right? A candle, shraga batira mayahani. A candle during the day does nothing. A candle at night does something. Nimsa da hasvara ha'minagedes toe lahavin heitev hasvara ha'amitis. Be'etzem umitzad ze kari beinami debre lokim chayim ula alam de svara achas emes v'svara achas eno emes. The other shita is just there to help understand the correct shita. That's why did we start Beis Shammai to better understand Beis Hillel. That's the chida. So that's a little very mechudash, and we don't usually understand it that way. Most assume that there are different levels of truth. Different levels of truth. There is, to use Rav Moshe's words in his Akdama to Igros Moshe, there's what's called emes la'amita and emes la'hora'a. There's an ultimate truth, but there's another what's called emes la'hora'a. Rav Moshe says, if I have Yirat Shemayim in Kovid Rosh and I spend time researching a sugya and I come to a maskana, that's an emes. Even if it's not an emes klape shmaya, but it's a level of MS. Like the Gemara says, Mametzia, elsewhere. It's unbelievable Gemara. It's a machlokas batum and tara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins one way, and we paskin the other way. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskins one way. I think it's Rabbi Baruch Hanan, one of the rabbis, right, is the expert in taros. He paskins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rama paskins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think it's the only Kesef Mishnah in all of Mishnah Torah that says, how could the Rama paskin against Hashem? That's what he asks. He paskins against Hashem! Unbelievable! What does that mean? It's not against Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us rules, and he created another level of emes. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky calls this Emes Shamaimis and Emes Artsis. Right, same idea as Rav Moshe. But there is another, a third way. And that is maybe there's not even different levels, and with this we'll finish. It is different ways of equal truth. Right, it's based on the Ritva there, the Ritva in Erevin there. Daf Yud Gimel says, how is it possible? He quotes the French rabbis, which is fascinating. The Ritva, Spain, Dafka, and Elu v'Elu was quoting the French rabbis. That's just a little Musarvart, right, in the sugya of Elu v'Elu. Shalu Rabbani Tzarfazal, Heich Efshar, Shushneim, Divri, Elokim Chayim, Ze Oser, Ze Matir. How is it possible? How is it possible that they're both Elu v'Elu? Vitirtsu, says the Ritva, Kisha Allah Moshe Lamar Makabal Torah. When Moshe went to Arsina to get the Torah, Herulo, I'll call Dover, Vidover, Memtes Panim, Leisr, Memtes Panim, Leheter. Hashem showed him 49 ways to look at it as Aser and 49 Mutter. And he asked Hashem, what's going on here? Vish Amar, she is a Masur Lachachmi Yisrael, Shabachodar Vador, Viehachra Kamosam. Vinachonu Lefiadrash. The Ritva quotes an Shita that says, they're equally valid. Equally valid. What does that mean? Explains the Maharal. He gives a mashal. A tree grows. If I ask five people on the street, what makes a tree grow? One person will say the sun. One person will say water. One person will say the soil. All different. Who's right? They're all right. It just depends on your perspective. Depends on how you're looking at it. Based on everything else you've learned in Torah, you have a different certain perspectives on various topics. That's Elu ve'Elu. And that's the Torah being called a Shira. In this week's Parsha, it's called a Shira because just like in an orchestra, any one instrument doesn't sound so pleasing on the ears. But if you have the whole orchestra together, it's beautiful and gorgeous. Torah is called the Shira. And therefore, the way that all the Shitos combine in Torah is the Shira of Torah, Kitzvot HaShira HaZos, and that's what we, every day of Shas that we study, Elu ve'Elu, we have this discussion of Beshama Beis Hillel and all the different Shitas of Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. The next 2 days are going to be uploaded from the last cycle. I'm not giving it off tomorrow morning. And Hashem will pick up on Sunday, and then we'll have to work out the Yontif schedule. Okay, we'll stop here.